Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Real quick before we start the show, just wanted to let you guys know you can get the show 2 days early by joining our Patreon. Even for a buck, you can listen to the show 2 days early. Go to patreon.com/analogtalk and we got a bunch of stuff over there. Check it out and enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Analog Talk, a film photography podcast. I'm your host, Tim.
I'm Chris.
And today on the show, we have Mike Padua. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on again.
Of course. So.
Of course.
We just realized before you came on that you were actually our fourth guest.
Man.
Ever? Fourth guest ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were actually up to about 90 episodes. So we figured it's about time to get you back on the show. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course. 90 with some Jeff Bridges peppered in there. Congratulations on that. Dude, I was waiting by my phone for that episode.
Oh, thank you so much.
I was like, I cannot believe they're going to have Jeff Bridges on.
Either. It was wild.
We're still buzzing from that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to make a prediction. Mm. This is going to be your next big celebrity guest.
Ooh,
this is my prediction. Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. I like that.
That's going to be... Have you guys seen his black and white photos from the Star Wars movie that everybody hated? No,
I know he is a shooter. I remember. Yeah. Dude, I loved the movie too. Dude, I liked it.
So from hopefully have a bunch of new listeners since that fourth episode. Do you mind, for people who may, for whatever reason, not know who you are, do you mind giving us a background and yourself and what you do and who you are and all that?
Yeah, sure. My name is Mike Padua. I'm a photographer and I also have a brand called Shoot Film Co. Obviously, I'm a film shooter. I'm super passionate about film, but I shoot digital too. I shoot digital for work and stuff, which we'll probably get into a little bit, but I have a brand called Shoot Film Co. And the whole idea about that brand was just to spread some knowledge and some love and some passion about film photography, which obviously I'm just super into. And that was just the message behind that. It's just to spread that love.
Love Shoot Film Co. It's definitely like one of my favorite things about film photography.
Yeah.
I'm such a dork when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, it's just a big old nerd outlet for me, you know, because I'm also, I grew up as a graphic designer. I grew up in the print world. And so it was just like kind of combined the two things where I get to design merchandise around this other thing that I love. It's just kind of like a world collision, you know?
You've also recently partnered with the Trevor Project, and I wanted to say that was amazing, and I did buy that pin. So you're doing good out there for everybody as well. So kudos, because that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I try to, over the years, I've been doing this almost 5 years now, this Shoot Film Co. thing.
Has it been that long? Wow.
It has been that long. But I try to, along the way, because I've built up a little bit of an audience, I try to use that reach for some good. And, you know, I try to do things for charities every once in a while. I'm going to be doing some stuff with some food banks because of this whole virus situation that has enveloped the whole world. So for you in the future that has unearthed this podcast, we're in the midst of a global pandemic.
We are.
For some context.
Yeah.
So I think some food banks are going to need some help with people being out of work and stuff. So I figure got to find a way to help somehow.
Man, love that.
So what have you been working on since the last time we saw you, Mike? We've seen you, I'll say a year ago, since the Film Paideia in person.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
I can't believe that was a year ago.
I know,
man. Me too. And my hope was that we were going to be hanging out again this year.
I know.
you know, and not to always, not to kind of keep bringing it back to the bummer of this thing, but you know, obviously that's not going to happen. Hopefully it'll happen either later in the year or next year. But God, what have I been working on? Well, I'm going into year five of this Shoot Film Co. thing. I still have a studio in my little hometown of Benicia, California, where I shoot portraits. I've been shooting a lot of actors' headshots. That's slowed down a little bit. You know, I figure that'll pick up again in the future, but that's pretty much what I've been working on photographically. Outside of photography, I've got three rotating hobbies: photography, music, and video games. So those are like, they're always rotating, you know?
And those are like perfect ones to do, at least the video games and the music, is to do while we're quarantined right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My next career move is going to be as a Twitch streamer or something.
Dude, I would love that. I would love to see you. Oh, man. That's so cool.
Yeah. My specialty as a Twitch streamer would be footage of me just getting killed all the time by all the 12-year-olds playing Call of Duty.
Man, that's one thing that I wish I was good at, was like competitive gaming. Like, anytime I've ever tried to, like, even like just terrible, playing like Halo with friends, I just get smashed all the time. Like, no matter what, gaming is just not my strong suit whatsoever.
See, my problem is I'm not a competitive person. I'm just naturally competitive at all. So all the games I play are like just the games where it's like solitary, and then whenever a friend messages me and says like, hey, let's play Call of Duty or whatever, and I'm like, I'm making spaghetti right now, let me get back to you. Meanwhile, I'm playing some puzzle game or something.
Yes. So I know you're I know you're into thrifting, because I follow you on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And see your Instagram stories. And have you had any good luck out there lately? Because I know I haven't found anything in like a year, like anything worth celebrating.
You know, I had a run. So I'm not as aggressive with the thrifting as I used to be, just because I've gotten really busy with the businesses, and I've got two little kids that are keeping me busy. So that the thrifting has not been aggressive, but I still hit it every once in a while just because it's a fun thing to do.
It is.
What are some fun things I've found lately? I found two SX-70s just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I found two of them they weren't great deals, but they were still pretty good deals. And I haven't even tested them yet. I don't know if they're working. I don't have any film for them yet, but they were $30 each.
Dude, so damn.
And
they
were, good. So, you know, like we all dream of finding like the Contax T3 for $3, but that kind of find hasn't happened to me in a long time.
Yeah. I'll tell you a funny story about the last time I went thrifting.
Oh, yes. I love it.
I kind of embarrassed myself, but
those are the best stories.
Yeah. So, you know how they sometimes they'll like roll out with like a bunch of stuff on the cart, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I saw like a Polaroid, you know, like sparkling at me. And I was like, ah. So I like ran over and I was like, oh, excuse me, can I like take? And he was like pointed right at the sign on the cart that said, don't take stuff off the cart. So I was like, ooh, I'm sorry. I'll wait for you to put it on the shelf. But I'm like looking around like, who's around me? Like, who's going to reach over me? Because I'm short. Like, grab it off the shelf. But I got it. And it works.
Oh, nice.
What was it?
Yeah. Let me see if I can show. It's stuck on my shelf, but it's the one step. It's the one step 600.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 600 cameras are always good to have.
I just recently tested all of my Polaroids because I was rearranging my camera shelf, because what else are we going to do in these times? So I went through and like tested each one because I had picked, you know, you pick up, people give them to me, I pick them up. I just didn't remember which ones worked. So I went through all of them, and out of like the seven that I have, only one doesn't work. So.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good hit rate.
Right?
Awesome.
I was like, okay, all right.
I think I only have one that I haven't tested that's been sitting behind me forever. And I'm just like, do I want to waste a pack of film? But I mean, I guess you can always throw it in a changing bag and swap it out if it doesn't work.
I had an empty pack. I just put.
Oh, duh. Yeah, I knew that. I don't know
how to do that. Bobby from Compact Camera Club showed me how to do that once, and I had since forgotten how to do that. Do you just put the empty pack in there and then fire the shutter? Or how's that work?
So you can have an empty one and it'll like make the sound. But if you put like two Polaroids that you've already shot back in carefully,
yeah, like exposed. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and then the mechanism will spit it back out.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So that was a fun project.
It'll kind of give you a little bit of a heads up if you're, I always like clean the rollers up and all that stuff too when I first get like a new Polaroid camera.
I shouldn't have done that, but I didn't.
I need to go through mine.
I've actually got in total, I want to say 5 or 6 SX70s that I haven't tested. Back in last summer in July, I was cleaning out my car and I found one in the trunk of my car that I had thrifted months previous. And it's nice. Like, dude, it's like, I'm just reminding myself that I have a little bit of a hoarding problem here when I'm finding cameras in the trunk of my car.
I think I told this story before on the show, so I apologize if you guys have heard this already. But my dad kind of punked me not too long ago. He found two Polaroids. One was an XS70 and one was like one of the Sun 600s. And I actually made him go back to get the SX70 because he was like, well, the guy didn't know if it worked. And I was like, are you far, though? Can you turn around?
I'm going to need you to go back, Dad.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, can you go back? And he was like, yeah, sure, it's okay. So, but then I was like, well, how much did you pay? And he was like, $85 or like $150, some ridiculous number. And then I felt terrible because I thought this guy like had ripped him off, you know?
Swindled
I was like,
him.
Yeah, I was like, Dad, did you really pay that? I was like, oh, come on, what do you, I was like asking my fiance, like, what do I say? Like, I have to be thankful, but I like, oh my God. So then he was like, no, I only paid $10. And I was like, oh my God, Dad, freaked me out. And he sent it to me and it doesn't work, but it's in pretty good shape. So I'm hoping to get it to Kyle from Brook and Film Camera at some point. I was actually going to bring it on our New York trip to get it fixed up, but it looks like it can be saved. So for $10.
Yeah. Good job. I mean, good job, Pops.
It's a risk, but you know.
Yeah, good job, Dad.
Yeah, it just made me think about thrifting because, you know, during this whole virus thing, we've been cleaning out closets and getting a bunch of stuff together to donate. And I didn't want to do it, but I was like, I know how fun it is when you find cameras at Goodwill. So I threw a couple point and shoots that I had just laying around that I knew I was never going to use. They weren't worth anything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw these in the bag and somebody's going to find them and they're going to be so stoked on it. So like it's the first thing that popped in my head to think about it.
And they're going to post it. They're going to post about it on Instagram. Look what
I
found.
Yeah. I love seeing that because it's I don't get out. Like you said, I don't get out and do it as much because, you know, I have a hoarding problem and I already have so much more than I need. Mm-hmm. As I'm like looking up at my cameras and I'm just like, I don't need to get into all that again. Although it is fun. It is fun. To pop in every once in a while and just see what's hanging around on the shelves.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. I'm at a point now where I'm starting to systematically figure out what I've got, what I need to get fixed so I can start getting rid of it and just either I'm just going to start giving a bunch of stuff away. So that's my plan for the end of the year or, you know, kind of approaching kind of throughout the year is just to get things fixed one at a time and then just do some giveaway or something. So,
and correct me if I'm wrong, you helped Taylor with her Film for All project.
Yeah. I helped Taylor Stouse. I just sent her some merchandise to send to the people that bought those kits from her. And, you know, it was just such a cool project and she's just super, dude. You know, she's I consider her a friend and she's just super enthusiastic about it, which you guys obviously know, because you've spoken to her.
But
she's awesome. And like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard her band. Her band is awesome.
When I was like doing research for the show and she, right before she came on, I definitely like followed their Spotify and all that stuff. So it definitely comes on my tunes every once in a while.
That's cool. Cause I had gotten to know her through the whole film photography thing and I knew she was a musician. And you know, when your friends are like, hey, like, listen to my new band, and not everybody's bands are good. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you tell them their bands are good anyway. But like, when I heard her band, I was like, my first reaction was like, these guys sound like they've been together and doing this for a long time. They're really good. They're really good songwriters. She has a cool voice.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, big fan.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
They're called Peach.
I'll send you a link on Apple Music or something, Chris, when I when we get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've got Spotify or whatever, because like, apparently there's a lot of bands called Peach.
Oh.
So you kind of have to go through, you have to scroll through a few, but like I can send you a playlist or whatever.
Nice. So Mike, do you have any, like, we were kind of talking about what kind of projects we're going to try and do. I mean, I know you've got two kids you've got to take care of as well, but any like little photo things or you've been working on while we're all, you know,
well,
in the house?
You know, one of the things that I was trying to work on before everything was quarantined and locked down is I live in my office and my house is kind of near in my town. It's kind of near this non-commercial port where Toyota and other car companies drop off a lot of cars to be painted.
Oh, wow.
So cool. these big old shipping containers come and you can't even really see the port from town. It's like a big non-commercial port where these giant shipping containers come through and you can't even see it from town. So it's kind of hidden. But workers come off of these ports and walk to the market. You know, like there's like a 7-Eleven and a Safeway down the road. So they come off these ports and walk to the market. And, you know, you can kind of tell when somebody's been on a boat for the last like 14 days or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was working on a portrait project with these people that were coming off boats. Like you'd kind of just see them walking and I'd strike up a conversation with them. You know, they'd ask for directions because for whatever reason, a lot of them don't have phones. So they'd say like, hey, is there a market this way? And I just give them directions and then just strike up a conversation and ask them if I can take a portrait. And they're all amenable to it. But that's kind of been put on hold. Mm. So now with this lockdown thing, I'm just kind of inspired by Matt Day, of course, with his Document Your Life thing. You know, like I take a lot of pictures of my kids anyway, but now I'm trying to be more intentional about, you know, just those quiet moments, those really in between moments that make up your life, but they're important anyway. So now, like, you know, they're having to do their schoolwork at home, you know.
Yeah.
We're having to set up these makeshift little workstations for them at home. So there's a lot to document there, you know. And I figure, you know, since I'm gonna be spending a lot of time with them anyway, I might as well be a little bit more intentional about it instead of what I used to do would be like, oh, hey, my son's doing something cute. I'll snap a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I'm just really looking for those in-between moments that are new to us and are going to be meaningful to us in our history once we move beyond this thing.
Yeah, I've been trying to, I was maybe going to do like an instant photo a day, but then I was like, how many pictures of my dog can I take that's going to be interesting, you know?
Yep.
So I've been like trying to, figure out how to be creative while taking, because, you know, the show we get to do, thankfully, and that satisfies that creative need for me in a lot of ways. But I'm still itching for like the photo itch to get scratched. So I've been like, I don't really want to walk around right now. So I'm trying to like maybe shoot a roll of black and white or something like that. So that's kind of like where I'm at, like trying to figure out what is going to scratch the itch while we're all hunkered down here.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I've been doing too, and we kind of, before we started recording, I kind of touched on it, is other hobbies that I'm concentrating on, you know, like I'm trying to play more guitar. You know, I've been playing guitar for over 20 years and I don't think I've improved since I was like 18 years old. I'm still playing the same four chords that I was playing when I, so it's like, okay, I'm going to start being again more intentional with, you know, with something else, because I'll be honest with you, with this whole thing, I've been super unproductive. I have been super distracted.
Yeah.
You know, I've been really anxious. I've been really scared, you know, like a lot of new things have changed for a lot of people. And, you know, I've found myself being stuck to my phone, looking at the news, you know, and I just realized, just yesterday, I'm looking at the same stories on my phone all day. So I have to stop myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I've been so preoccupied. I've had a lot of anxiety, which is not something, you know, it's something I've been lucky in that I haven't suffered from anxiety all my life.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who have. mm-hmm. you know, who have like chronic anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to recognize those things in myself, mm-hmm. you know, so it's just kind of navigating that way, or, you know, for for myself and, you know, supporting my wife who's at home with the kids, you know, you know, just adjusting to this new thing that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I found myself yesterday like taking my temperature.
yeah, for sure.
You know, and my fiance's like, we're not. I'm like, you don't know. People are walking around with it. They don't know they have it. And then they're giving it to people. And then they don't know they have it. I can have it right now. Like,
yeah, you sound just like me. Yeah, you sound just like me. Yeah, Tabe, it's like, is that a dry cough?
Yeah, I'm like, feel my forehead. And he's like, okay, you're fine.
It's like, I feel something in my lung. I know it.
Oh, man. Dude, we're going to remember this time for a really long time.
Forever.
Which is, I mean, just thinking about that, because like, this is our second time we recorded today. And earlier today, I can just like we were just talking about, you know what I mean? Anxieties are crazy. Like our feelings, like we're changing moods like 50 mm-hmm. times throughout the day. It's like, and we've had nothing but just like pouring down ugly rain. And it's not like I just want to go outside. I'm not like waiting for the sun to come out so I can just go wander about. But it's like, you know, there's such like a mood change when the sun's out compared to like pouring down rain. And like, it's funny. You're taking your temperature yesterday all day. I'm like, the left side of my throat hurts. I'm like talking to my girlfriend, like I have a sore throat. Like I know I'm getting sick. And it's just like, no, you're not. Like just we're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. Like,
Look at my lymph nodes. Look.
Yeah, yeah. Like we need a massive distraction, and I'm glad that we're all getting to hang out right now because this is exactly what I needed. Because I know I'd be sitting on the sofa like Googling the new COVID count in Tennessee. How many people have it? Like what's going on back home? Like I think we all need some photo projects to work on.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know one thing I did. Realize I want to start doing is calling people, even if it's just like scheduling like a video call with people just to hang out with people, you know, just because like as busy as I am and as preoccupied I get with my family and my work and stuff, I really do. And as I am an introvert, but I do like I like hanging out with people, you know, people inspire me, you know, refresh me and give me new perspectives and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and that's something I miss. And I don't know if it's like psychological, because it's like, okay, I can't hang out with people, therefore I really want to hang out with people. But I think there's an opportunity here. I mean, like we're on a call, you know, right now, talking from all across the country, so there's some pretty technology that we can leverage here, so you know I want to I'm gonna start just randomly video. Actually, I did like the other day, I just randomly video chatted my friend through WhatsApp.
Awesome.
You know, and yes. Like the first thing he said was like, dude, this is a thing? You can video call through this app? And I'm like, apparently you can. I just pushed the button to see like what that button does.
Yeah,
you know?
What would happen.
Yeah. And it worked. He picked up and we talked for like 10 minutes, you know. My friend that lives in Phoenix, who I haven't, I saw him in January because his dad recently died. Mm. So. Bummers there. Sorry to bring the bummers, guys.
But it's all right.
I got to vent to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it out, man.
But I mean, you know, I'm going to start just calling people, just video chatting people and just getting my fill of inspiration that way.
Yeah. We've been having like virtual game nights.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So we, through like the Zoom software, you can share a screen. So we've been doing like Quiplash, mm-hmm. which is like it's like the computer game.
Yeah.
It's been like, it's crazy because like, you know, if this happened 20 years ago, we would just be like, I guess I can call you, but I can't. It's really a different thing to like see people.
Through
the internet. It's like something I'll never take for granted ever again.
Right. I mean, this is, it's just a major... It's a major thing that's happening right now. It's just opening my eyes personally to a lot of things that I took I took for granted, you know, like people who work at grocery stores. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, thank you. If you work at a grocery store, if you work in the service industry and, you know, like, and ironically, it's a lot of those people that are just going to get the most hurt by this thing. And that's just a, that's a really frightening thing. Obviously, you can tell what's on my mind.
Yeah.
through this conversation. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But no, it's really cool. One last thing I'll say is seeing Chris, when you shared, you jumped into like a Beers and Cameras live, like people are still doing Beers and Cameras, but it's just through the internet, which is, I mean, 100% so awesome because like, again, like you said, I mean, we're gonna start, I gotta start calling people, you know, even like my girlfriend and her mom were like FaceTiming and that's like stuff we don't ever do. We're just not like a FaceTime kind of people. And And thinking about that today, it's like, dude, I'm going to FaceTime my mom tomorrow. Like, why am I not taking advantage of that? Like, we're all supposed to be like, you know, checking up on each other and making sure we're all good and all that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, Mike, any plans to bring the YouTube channel back?
You know what? I'm sitting on a lot of videos.
Ooh.
Like, I mean, like, I'm talking like maybe 10 or 15 that I just need to edit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I shot a lot of videos, a lot. I mean, I'm like over the last couple of years. So, I hate editing video.
See, that's my favorite part of the whole process.
Timothy loves it.
Okay, I'm going to need some pointers from you then because I'm super impatient. You know, it's something I don't have an innate talent for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to kind of get into it creative because personally, I don't like, I know it's a creative thing, but it's not like the editing part is not a creative outlet for me. So, I mean, I do want to bring that back. I have like spurts of inspiration where it's like, I'm up all night writing down video ideas and it's like, I'm going to shoot this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shoot this on Tuesday. And then like life gets in the way. You know what I mean? So, I think real soon here I'm gonna be freed up to be editing a lot of this video. So there's like I'm sitting on a ton of video that just needs to be edited.
Well, that's good to hear.
I think I need to just let go of my ideas of perfection. Not that my edits were amazing anyway, but I'm always afraid it's like, okay, like I wanna make this really good and so I'm gonna do it when I have a ton of time and I need to let go of that and just do the best I can at the moment and just let it go into the wild, you know?
That was like the one thing that I had to let go of for my channel was like, I'm just not this gonna have like this big production quality. It's just gonna be me with my vlogging camera. I'm just gonna talk and be silly and that's it, you know?
That's huge. Like when you can let go of like the perfection, like I think like all the big names like Peter McKinnon and all that stuff, they all say to just kind of like, I forget what the actual saying is, but it's basically just like, you know, perfection is just gonna keep you from releasing it. You know, you're just gonna keep holding on to it and thinking that you can make it better when, you know, when you should technically just let it. I mean, I suffer from that too. And editing is so much fun for me. Like shooting is always draining for me, getting a shot or 12, but I love putting it together because it's especially I love like grabbing a song. If I can find a song that fits the mood of what I filmed, like it makes it so much fun for me to just like edit to the music and kind of just like jam out with it. And but then here I am sitting with, I have probably 10, 11, 12 hours of footage from when we were all at the Film Padilla. You know what I mean? Like just like why I haven't put any of that together.
That one you should put out now because we need to be reminded of having all that fun.
Padilla lost episode right here.
You know what's funny about the Padilla is that everybody who is there, who is a YouTuber, has said that exact same thing, is that they have so much footage that they're sitting on that they're just like, it's like, it's either just like, they've given up on it or they're just kind of putting it off.
So. Well, I started doing like a lost episodes for my YouTube channel and I, because like you, I probably have about 13 videos that I'm sitting on that I just got, you know, I'll shoot the footage and then I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, that's so cringy. Like I can't watch myself. And then when I started like editing out all the stuff that doesn't matter and just kind of putting like three different video ideas together, because that was like the last video I did was like a lost episodes thing. Mm-hmm. And I had so much fun putting that together. Yeah. I just threw away the cringy stuff and kept what I thought was worth showing. And I think I have the Padilla started. I'm about 3 or 4 minutes into it. And just like watching that 3 or 4 minutes is so funny. Just seeing you guys, because like I still think about that day like it was like my Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like going to that Padilla, like hanging out with all you guys and just like, you know.
Same.
Yeah. Just like such a good time. And like
it would be so good. It's like a year has passed, so it'd be so good. Not to put any pressure on you, Timothy, but
yeah.
I would love to see that video.
We're putting pressure on you. Yeah, I want that on my desk at 8 a.m.
Yeah. There you go.
You got it, boss.
No, that's awesome though. I'm glad to hear that you have that footage, because I didn't shoot a ton of footage.
Me either.
You know, because I was really trying to be present. Like
me
I knew
too.
Like I was meeting a lot of people like you guys for the first time. So it's like you know, I really wanted to be as present as possible and to get to know people as much as possible. So I didn't shoot as much as I wanted to. But I did shoot some stuff, and I know that there's other people who shot a ton of stuff too. Like, I know the darkroom shot. You know, they had that.
That
production crew. They shot stuff, and it, you know, so I don't. I know they're planning to do something with that. But I hope we see that soon. Yeah, I hope we see that soon. Jonathan Paragas, King Japes. He recorded all the talks. So King Japes, I'm letting people know you're on notice, dude. You gotta put that stuff out, dude.
Or if we all could somehow collaborate with all of our different footage and put something together somehow.
Oh yeah, like a supercut, a Paideia supercut.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I thought I remember the film crew, because I remember talking to them a couple times, like in between takes and stuff, and they were saying that some of the stuff they were going to have available for people to use for their videos and stuff too, that they were going to let people use some of the
this is totally an assumption, but I thought they were just going to hand off the footage to the darkroom. And the dark room was going to do their thing with it. I don't know. That's just an assumption. So, but I mean, they shot that stuff. Hopefully they still have it.
Yeah. I know I have the full podcast that we did. Rob from Safe Light. He had my camera. I gave it to him when we were doing the big podcast on the last day. And I was like, hey, get as much. And he filmed the whole damn thing. And there was a whole hour of him just like grabbing all the shots. I would love to put that together too.
Oh,
there's
that's
just
awesome.
So much. Yeah.
Rob is actually from my neck of the woods. He's from the same county as I am. And the first time I met him in San Diego at like the first Beers and Cameras I went to back in 2016. And he told me like, hey, yeah, he's originally from Fairfield, Vacaville, which is near, you know, kind of near where I live in the same county and stuff. And we started talking and we realized we knew a lot of the same people.
Same. Oh, I love that.
So we were like, and you know, this was just up until then, it was just a random dude I met in San Diego.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's awesome.
Good times.
I miss everybody from the Padilla. That was so much fun. Still like one of the best weekends of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully next year, later this year, next year or something like that.
Well, I think they were saying something about like September or something. So hopefully we're, you know, out of quarantine by then.
Yeah.
Now you guys had a New York thing scheduled. When
we were supposed to be there this weekend.
Oh, that was coming this weekend?
Yeah.
What a bummer. Yeah. When I saw that thing, I was like, I want to go to New York.
Yeah.
I was like checking the bank account. Like, can I swing this?
Can I make this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lomography was doing like a big, it was like a gallery show for their Metropolis film. And we were going to do like a meetup and potentially like a podcast or something. We weren't really sure what we were going to do, but it was just going to be fun to go hang out with Lomography.
In New York.
It's postponed, so I feel like we just gotta wait this out and we'll be able to do that soon.
So do you have anything coming out with Shoot Film Co? Do you have anything fun coming out that you can let us know about before?
Yeah, secrets.
I do have like a bunch of designs that are not necessarily, they're not film related. They're kind of just with this whole social distancing thing. They're kind of designs based on that. But like, I'm going to do that as a benefit to the California Association of Food Banks.
So awesome.
That's,
cool.
You know, because I don't want to profit off of this thing. You know what I want to do. But I have these ideas, you know, that I think my whole thing is I want to put a smile on somebody's face. You know, like I've said this before, but my policy is if it makes me chuckle, I put it into production. So, so if I design something, you know, I want to bring a smile to somebody's face. But like, if it's going to be based on this thing and it, you know, at this point in time, I want it to go to a good cause. So the one I've chosen for the time being is the California Association of Food Banks. So I have I think three t-shirt designs that are coming out. I'm trying to put the finishing touches on them. So hopefully by the end of next week, I'll have some stuff put out.
Awesome.
And then I'm also in the middle of not last year, but the year before I designed a bag, a fanny pack.
I
wanted that so bad. Yeah, and I missed it.
A bum bag as our friends in the UK call it, because fanny is a profanity to our friends in the UK. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. But I'm redesigning it to be a little bigger, and I'm not a textile designer at all. So I did not know what I was doing. It took me a long time to design and create that and work with the company that actually manufactured it. So, that was just a huge capital expense. So probably by the end of this year, if business picks up, when business picks back up, and I have some more capital to put in that, I'm gonna be doing that. So
how many did you make of those bags?
I don't mind at all. I made 200. So I made 200. Cool. I saved a bunch for friends. And then they sold a lot quicker than I thought they would. So
us too. I was like, okay, I'll wait till payday. And then I was like, what?
Yeah. 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 I was really surprised. And people were happy with them. Like people, you know, I designed it like it was weatherproof. It was slightly padded.
Yeah.
The way I designed it was not to be a camera bag per se. I looked at it as like an extension of your pockets. You know, you can put a couple of rolls of film. You can put your sunglasses, your keys, your phone, a notebook, a pencil.
Perfect.
And maybe a little point and shoot, you know? So I really didn't design it as a camera bag per se, even though you could call it that.
Right.
But yeah, it turned out really well. I hope to do it again sometime because I get asked about it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm reminded like pretty often. It's like, I got to get on that. I need to figure out a way to make more of those.
Dude, that's so cool. I'm pumped. I can't wait for that one.
Do you think you'll do both versions, or are you just going to make the bigger one and then,
you know, I probably will do the bigger one, and it's not going to be huge. It's just going to be slightly bigger.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do the bigger, like one run of the bigger one, to see how that sells, because again, it's a big capital expense and I can't really afford to do both.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm probably going to do the bigger one and then see how that works and then try to do the smaller one again too.
Yeah. Cool. Exciting. Yeah.
I also have, again, something I'm planning. April 20th is going to be Shoot Film Co.'s 5th anniversary.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah. April 20th. I cannot believe it's been half a decade since I've been.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
so it is. Crazy. It really is crazy. And it's really weird. So I had something planned for that, that I'm still trying to pull off. Again, a big capital expense. You know, business has dipped because of everything, unfortunately, you know, first things first is survival. Right. And I think I'm in an okay spot to where I'll survive. But, you know, I might have to put off the 5-year celebrations for later on in the year or something like that.
Man.
Well, I'll be ready to celebrate with you, Mike.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
For sure.
We'll be right back with a listener question for Mike right after this message from our sponsor.
Support for Analog Talk also comes from Polaroid Originals. Go to PolaroidOriginals.com and use the offer code AnalogTalk10 at checkout to receive 10% off your next purchase.
All right, everybody, this is the part of the show where we take a question from one of our listeners, and we're actually going to take two from Mike. So the first one comes from Paula Diddle, and she asks, what is/was the most popular patch, pin, sticker design you've made? Which I'm excited to hear what this is.
Yeah, so the most popular pin would be the coffee and camera pin. So
oh, really?
It's the one. Yeah, it's the one. It's like an inch and a half wide, and there's three rolls of film, an SLR, and a cup of coffee with a little bit of steam coming out from the
yeah.
coffee.
Yeah,
which I designed, and you know, everything I design, it's like I'd mentioned before, if it kind of makes me chuckle, I'll do it. You know, I'll put it into production. But I never think like, this is going to sell really fast or this is going to be really popular. It's just like, okay, this is going to be something that's going to be on the shelves for a few months and I'll sell one at a time for a little bit.
Yeah,
but that
yeah.
that pin, I sold out of that pin in under a week.
So, wow.
Which like for context, for me is super fast. Like
yeah.
I've never seen and to this day remains the most popular pin. Who knew that photographers are super into coffee, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, but so that was super popular. That kind of niche crossover of
yeah.
photography and coffee was just like was crazier than
wildfire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that, man. Coffee, because I'm like such a three times a day coffee drinker. So I
yeah,
mean, I get
me
it.
Too.
I get it.
Me
yeah,
too.
And I was
absolutely.
Trying to think of all the times I've edited. You know, I edit in coffee shops and drink coffee, so it makes
mm-hmm.
sense.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It's a magical thing. The most popular patch would be the one where it's the glow in the dark one with Frankenstein holding a Leica.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's mm-hmm. one. That's easily one of the most popular ones.
That's
that,
on,
like,
it's on one of my bags in my closet.
Yeah,
I
he has it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then the most popular sticker is the one with the Grim Reaper with the roll of film that says it won't die, as in film won't die. You know, so mm-hmm. that is the most popular sticker.
Man, that's I have two out of the three.
I'm gonna take this answer one further.
Yes, take
the
it.
Most the again the most popular shirt that I had no idea was gonna be popular. I thought it was a really silly idea. It started out as a joke in my mind. It's the yellow shirt that has the 35 millimeter development instructions from the side of the Kodak box,
mm-hmm.
just in plain Helvetica, you know,
yeah.
it's just like just block text, you know, that was insanely popular. Like I didn't like
that's for us like true nerds.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know anything about fashion. I thought that was, you know, I thought it was just a funny joke and that a
that's
few people would
so
appreciate
good.
It, but it
yeah.
was. It was a super popular shirt and remains popular.
Awesome.
I always forget about that one. I haven't seen that one in forever. I
yeah.
need to. Is that always? Is that one in stock? Is that always in stock?
Yeah. That absolutely. So the shirts are those are the shirts and hoodies and stuff. I actually work with a production partner out of Michigan.
Cool.
That stuff is printed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That stuff is printed on demand. Like I wish I could stock that stuff on the shelves and ship it myself,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I just don't have the capacity to do that. My office is like. It's like not even 100 square feet. So like I can't, yeah. I can only stock the pins and patches and stuff. But yeah, like the shirts are happening.
Good
cool.
to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. So we have another question for you.
Okay.
And this one's not photography related, by the way. So that's kind of fun. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from crown.photography. And he wanted to know, he says, I know you play guitar. What's your white whale guitar, not camera?
So my white whale guitar would be a 1966 Fender Jaguar.
Ooh, it sounds pretty.
Yeah. It is pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful guitar, but that's my white whale guitar. Like I'm a big Dinosaur Jr. fan, you know, I'm a big like
yes.
I'm a big shoegaze fan, you know.
Yes.
So like that
yeah.
The Fender Jaguar. Also, I'm a big Smiths fan, Johnny Marr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny Marr is one of my favorite guitar players, so just seeing a Fender Jaguar in his hands, that he's probably like the number one reason why I want a Fender Jaguar. but yeah, that's just that's definitely the one I want. I'm actually actively looking for one because I recently got a Telecaster.
Yes.
And I'm not super in love with it. It's a Telecaster with humbuckers. I'm probably going a little further into this than I need to, but it's got humbuckers, which really don't belong on a Telecaster.
No.
But as far as Telecasters go, I do love Telecasters. I just don't love this one. So
that one, yeah. Yeah, that's one. I used to have a Mustang. I had a Fender Mustang. It was
oh,
baby
did you?
Blue. Yeah, and I used to play in bands years ago, and mm-hmm. I probably brought that up 1,000 times on the floor.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I had a buddy he was carrying it up his basement stairs. We used to practice at one of our band members' house, and he was carrying it up just to jam in his family room.
Oh,
and
no.
Dropped it down the stairs and broke it. Yeah. And he was like, "I'll get it fixed for you." And I never saw it again. He's like,
"I promise." Oh my gosh.
He's like, "I promise I'll get it fixed for you." And I think I got it for like a steal at a pawn shop or something.
Does he still have it?
I don't know. I have to you know, I haven't talked to him in probably 10, 12 years or something. Mm-hmm. Tom, I'm going to give you a call if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. Call him right now. Get him on the line right now.
I got to get his number. I honestly don't know if I have his number. I need to find it. Man,
that's funny.
Yeah, I've always been a big Fender fan. I love Tellys too. They're really cool looking, and they have a really unique sound.
Yeah. The Telecaster is like the Pentax K1000 of guitars.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, it's
now
it's,
I understand.
Yeah, it's like it's affordable. It's not fancy. It's fairly mm-hmm. affordable. It's super reliable. It's pretty versatile.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely that would be how I would equate it to the Camarole. It's the Pentax K1000 of guitars.
Chris, I'm sure if you'd see one, if you like Google it, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, I've seen one of those before."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just like that popular that you've probably seen it before.
For sure.
Man, good answers, Mike. Good answers.
Thank you.
I guess we should do the tough questions because it's been a while, and I honestly don't remember what your answers were when. Actually, I think it was only a one part question when we asked you this. Now it's a two part, and we'll start with the first part. What is your desert island camera? You can only choose one.
My desert island camera
for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, I can't live without.
Mm-hmm.
It probably be, and I think I answered this. With the same camera in the first time I was on the show, I think it would have to be my Leica M6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leica M6. Good answer.
I just like I love rangefinders. I'm not a Leica snob. I don't even have Leica glass on. I don't have a Leica lens on it, which like some Leica folks are like, you know. How dare you. I've heard people say the only reason to own a Leica body is to shoot with Leica glass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't believe that. I don't buy into that. For me, I just like rangefinders. I love shooting with rangefinders. I like the way they feel. I like their speed. I like the way they focus versus an SLR. So anyway, yeah, it would have to be my Leica M6.
Perfect.
Okay. So there's a second part. Is there, we call it the white whale.
Okay.
Is there anything that you've been like lusting after or that you've always wanted to shoot that you just haven't gotten to shoot or try? Or
I want to try a Mamiya 7. It's a 6x7 frame, right? It's a rangefinder.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a medium format rangefinder. Shoots 120. And I think it also shoots 220. I'm not sure about
that.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
But yeah, I want to try one of those. I'm not the biggest medium format person. I don't love shooting medium format, but if I had something that was a little bit more compact than my Pentax 6.7, which I never use, I've shot one roll of film through that in the year and a half that I've had.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I just don't enjoy the size of that thing, you know, in the ergonomics.
It is huge.
Yeah.
It is a giant ass camera. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, like I'm small, I'm 5'3". So I know there's perception of me out there of being like 6'2", but that's just not the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm a pretty short guy. So like just carrying that thing around is just it's huge. I just don't enjoy it.
It is. When I was cleaning mine, I was dusting mine off because I haven't shot mine since I was at the Padilla. That was the last time I shot mine.
Wow, really?
Oh, for real?
Yep. And it's just sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't sell it.
No. Oh, no. That's in the not ever touching.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's in the do not sell bin.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes, like, people, when they like, "Well, I haven't shot it in this long," it's like, "So who cares?" You might.
No.
I feel the same way. I don't want to sell it. Like, I got it for a really good deal. It's same. It's cosmetically in rough shape, but it works great.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell it because, you know, it's an awesome camera. I need to work up the desire to shoot it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But anyway, a Mamiya 7. I would like to try a Mamiya 7.
Yes. same here.
Me too.
I would love to try one as well. Both great answers, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, Mike, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking our mind off of everything that's going on. We thought of you were one of the first people we thought of. Like, who can we get on that we just like want to talk to and like get distracted? So we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. It's always an honor to talk to you guys. I hope that I get to see you guys sooner rather than later. It's been over a year since I saw both of you, and I was hoping it was going to be, you know, I was hoping it would be this year again, but you know, we have the future.
Yes,
we
do. It'll be worth the extra special when we finally get to hang out again.
I know, right? Oh my God, it's going to be awesome.
So where can everybody check you out? Where can everybody buy some pins and stickers and patches and all that?
You can find me on Instagram at TheMikePadua, TheMikePadua. I'm on Twitter at Mike Padua. You can see Shoot Film Co. merch at shootfilmco.com.
Awesome. Timothy, where are you?
Guys, head over to Instagram at Timothy Makeups. I also make film photography related YouTube videos. Easiest way to find them, just go to the search bar, type in Timothy.makeups, and you'll find a bunch of stuff there. Chris, where are you?
So I am Chris B. Photo on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I make film photography related stuff there as well. We are Analog Talk Pod on Twitter, Analog Talk Podcast on Instagram. We have a Facebook page you can like and join. And like I said earlier, everybody sharing in that group, it's the time for it to get distracted, look at people's work, chat. We're all about that right now. So come say hi. Thanks again, Mike. We really appreciate it. It was so good to catch up with you.
It's
thanks,
awesome Mike. To catch up with you guys too. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
First off, we want to thank Mike from Shoot Film Co. for coming on the show. When Chris and I were first gathering our list of people we wanted to get on the show, and after our little break and get back rolling, Mike just like made us smile thinking about having him on the show. Such a good time chatting with you and, you know, reminiscing of the wonderful Padilla. And, you know, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking the time and taking some of the edge off of this crazy craziness that we're dealing with right now. Guys, that's going to take us to Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/analogtalk. For just $1, you can listen to the show 2 days early. So that's on Mondays. We release the show over there. We have a bunch of other stuff going on over there too. We've got Patreon only content, you know, 30 minute little episodes and stuff for you guys. We just rolled one out, so that's in the $5 tier. So if you guys feel the need for more content or early content, head over to patreon.com/analogtalk. We appreciate each and every single one of you. And guys, until next week, we will see you soon and take care.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.